Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Amen. You talk about this week. It was something that the Lord lets us do together as a family. And I think we bond more in food and service. Food and service go along together. So it is a unique way on how family come together in different occasions, but serving the Lord has put us together. Pastor Don preaching out, worship a service, and service is worship. So if you have served in any way for your family, for your community, for others, you are worshiping. So you might not have realized, but you haven't done it for them, but you have done it us unto the Lord. So when you do that, that is your worship. And I would want to refer you to listen to Pastor Don's preaching last Sunday, because I'm piggybacking on that. I'm even overlapping more just to create more thickness. When you say thickness, the anointing talks about the spiritual viscosity. Boy, I have to look that up in the dictionary, you know. So you have to increase the grade of oil to run a bigger machine. So the oil that has to run in a motorcycle would not run for the regular car. Neither that the oil that you put in the engine of the regular car with those big machineries. No. You need to have a higher grade. The church is a humongous machinery of God. It needs, here we go. It needs the anointing in you. All of us creating that thick viscosity to run a spiritual machinery to move the things of God for His kingdom. So we want to give an applause to the Lord in giving us all the cohesiveness and the working relationship that brings us together as one family. So Pastor Don brought us to that realization by the Word of God and saying that our worship is service to God and our service is worship to the Lord. She took us to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, reading, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your true and proper worship." So she brought us all to the basics of how we are to worship a service and how we serve as our worship to God. I'm picking on the last phrase of the verse, if you have that on your screen, and says that this is your true and proper. So if it says true, there must be false. So we take heed to that. So don't be tricked in many different other form, because the Bible is explicitly instructing us how to worship God in spirit and in truth. So there is a true worshiper. Boy, that's hard to find, you know, and be able to investigate who is a false worshiper. You know, how many of you have gone through TSA, you know, in the airport, and then you left a coin on your pocket, and then when you pass there or something in your pocket, and when you pass it, you return and everybody's looking at you, what you got? Then you walk through again, oh boy, the third time around, then they pat you, right? You want my story? Too early for a sermon today, but I was brought to a room, separate, patted me for everything, and you know the real cause, it was the dust on the chewing gum. That was on my finger. The sugar, the computer is not able to read the chewing gum that was in the sugar that was on my fingers. Well, that's the reason being, they check you thoroughly. I wish we have something like that at the door when you come to church. That should not be hard to call people to repent, right? That should not be hard to be able to tell people, hey, you gotta be on your knees. You gotta call upon God. Every time, well, what you got? The usher will say, hey, better repent. better forgive somebody. Wow, that's a lot. So could you imagine if we, before we come to worship, we really come clean? But today, by the blood of Jesus, come on, everybody, give an applause. By the blood of Jesus, we gain access to the very throne room of God. Hallelujah. There's no discrimination. Everybody has the same opportunity to be there in that same place of worship. So there is a true and proper. Proper means that it is called for, very tactful. Proper means order. So we see to it that there is an order, and you can read this. I was looking at all of the verses, and I really recommend for our worship team to read Romans starting from chapter 8, 9, and 10, because it gives you the deep roots of what was worship in the Old Testament that brings about the reality of what we do today because of the blood. Of what we do today because of the blood. Daniel, thank you. Oh, by the way, Daniel, stand up. Worship you. Welcome the new nurse in the house. Well, that's the reason why you have to serve worshiping here before you heal and touch people. You know, being a nurse, you heal people in the spirit as you lead them into the presence of God. So here we go. You know, when you're a daddy in the church, you know, you can't do away without talking about family stuff, right? So we just want to walk through that and say, so here we go. Because of Pastor Don's ministry and preachings last Sunday, I need to follow that up in what she had mentioned about rediscovering, affirming the DNA of Heights Worship Center. Every local church has a personality. Every local church has a chemistry. We blend it all together. We try to discover that through the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is the one that shapes up the personality of the church.
That's right.
Not because of the pastor, not because of the style of worship, not because of the things we do. The Word shapes us up to how we become to be conformed to the expectation of God, not for the expectation of men.
Amen.
We remove ourselves from the pressure of expectation and pleasing men. Boy, you get into trouble that way quick. But we thank the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit that we sang today. Reside on us, Lord. Rest on us. And that is the comforting work that He leads us to. So here we go with verse 2. We're going to divide this rightly as the scripture says. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, number 1, but be transformed, number 2, by the renewing of the mind, number 3. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will, number 4. Here's the shift, because after which you are given all the different indicators on how to truly and properly worship. Then the result comes, you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, you are the divine teacher. You're the one that leads our thoughts, our minds, continually into the solid truth of your word. Unfold to us again the spirit food, hallelujah, that our soul needed the most. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So because we are to be true and proper worshipers in the Lord, we have a heavenly pattern. So when we talk conform to the pattern of this world, no. So if we are not to conform to the pattern of this world, which pattern are we and should conform with?
That's right, come on.
Pattern of heaven.
That's right.
Why? There's worship in heaven. So we pattern ourselves, and quickly, the reason why I called your attention to Romans 8, 9, 10, because that's where all the laying and groundwork on how Moses was taught on how to copy the shadow of what was worship in heaven so that all Israel will be practicing all their life. For what is reality in heaven? Guess what? We're practicing that as well, but with the reality of the Holy Spirit.
Come
That's a difference, okay? They were all practicing what was only the shadow, okay, of what was in heaven. But today we're practicing for the eternal call of every believer. Catch that with me, please.
Yeah.
The reason being we put worship primary to what is the DNA of the church is because it is the eternal call of every believer. That doesn't change. I get to heaven, thank you, Jesus. I'm not pastoring anymore. When I get there, you know, you're not gonna evangelize with the lost. Nobody is lost in heaven. We're not gonna do CEF, by the way. We get to heaven, all right? And all of it, no more mission trip, okay, when we get to heaven. But guess what? Don't be surprised. You keep on worshiping. Boy, if you get tired worshiping, I don't know how you're gonna make it in heaven for eternity. Boy, that's too long. That's too long to be a worship and having worship service in the presence of God. But hey, knowing that there is a pattern in heaven, we're not lost worshipers. We're the found worshipers, okay? So here we go. How does the pattern in heaven look like? So check out verses of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Boy, it gave me a lot of hard work to focus and pick up one verse. So that's all. So I told you chapter 8, chapter 9, 10, and get that one verse that would be able to say, hey, how does that pattern look like? Here we go. They serve a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build a tabernacle to see to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Three things stands out on that verse. Service in the sanctuary, that means there's service in heaven. Because if what was happening with Moses was also service on earth, folks, welcome to the service in heaven. Could you begin to imagine worshiping with the angels?
Yeah.
But let me advance to you, so no surprises. When we start singing Amazing Grace, angels will start looking at each other. What's that? What's that Amazing Grace? Why? Angels never experience the amazing grace of the salvation of the blood through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you a little dramatic effect. They will fold up their wings, bow down their head, because only the redeemed of the Lord Jesus Christ by the blood would sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was lost, but now I'm found. You're found. Yeah. Understand why you have to be redeemed by the blood to partake communion. Jesus is waiting to have that grand time to celebrate with all of the saints through the ages that has been redeemed and bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. So there is service in the sanctuary that is a copy and the shadow in heaven. That means the reality of what we do here on serving worship service on earth is a shadow and copy of what is in heaven. But because of the blood of Jesus, what will take place in heaven when all the saints are gathered has replaced the old tabernacle of worship that was on earth with a brand new one. Boy, this is fast, because now the one who has the blood is the high priest himself that will bring his blood to the mercy seat and say, This is the offering that saved the rest of humanity to my blood. So totally different, because the high priests don't offer their blood. It was the animals and goats and the different other offerings. But this time, what made our worship superior, catch that word, superior, because when we worship in heaven, we have brought before the heaven's throne the blood of the Lamb that gives us access to the very throne room of God. So here we go. So every time we have to do earthly worship, just be reminded there is heavenly worship. So something that is a reflection of what is heavenly. Boy, I can't wait to see how that heavenly orchestration and arrangement, Pastor Adon. I don't know about you, but if you begin to hear all of the angels singing, you know, that little bit of what this book of Revelation is saying, sound of many waters. Well, I could not imagine what that would be. And somehow here on earth today, we try to capture that with instrumentation. And yet the very essence of the worship, all of our spirit being joined in with the Spirit of God in worshiping the one that is on the throne. Make sure when you worship, it is a copy of something from heaven.
Amen.
Not in the flesh. When you worship, when you begin to raise up your head, when you begin to just utter the words, it's not, you're not mimicking just what you see on the screen. But because of the Spirit of God that is within you, that helps you worship Him in spirit and in truth. Worship service in heaven. Number two, build a tabernacle. They were instructed to build a tabernacle, still a copy and a replica of what was in heaven. And Jesus said, that early tabernacle you try to copy in heaven, it still has flaws. Let me do this. Jesus said, I will build my church. That's the worship place. That's the worshiping body. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So as a church, what do we copy? We copy that which is in heaven with living sacrifices, back to Romans 12, verse 1. That's what we do. So instead of animal sacrifice, what we do, we present ourselves as animal sacrifices were dead sacrifice. Now we present living sacrifices. Look at one another. This is living sacrifices. This whole place right now has turned into an altar. And if you are a living sacrifice, watch it. The fire of God is a consuming fire. He consumes you so that nothing left of you. Are you scared now? Are you about to back up now? Because when you present yourself as living sacrifice, there's nothing left for yourself.
Right.
It's all for God.
That's right.
You will be talking about God. There's nothing of your own personal interest. How much even more that is life-saving to you or important to you? It's no longer about you.
Right.
It's about God. So when you present yourself as a living sacrifice, just be ready. There's nothing left for you. It's all for God. He consumes. Because he is a living fire. So we built a spiritual worship service. So coming from the fact that Jesus said, I will build my church, folks, let me give you an assurance, okay, that he is the one leading. He has all the blueprint. That's why we stick to the word of how we conduct ourselves in the family of God. Because when we take in the word, it is the building materials that Jesus puts together and build his church, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I wrote there, we build a spiritual worship. Why did you think I have the W kind of put in a coat? Could you bring out our announcement, We Belong? Heights Worship Center, We Belong. big. Okay, can do. Why this? This is good verse. Don't change it. Oh, okay. All right. This is your home. Everybody read.
This is your home.
Wow. When I was sharing to Tita or Ate Christine, you know, when she was designing all that, why this design? I'm no artist, but I see things in the spirit. First, I see an ark. That's the gateway and doorway when you come into the presence of God. I see the W of both hands being raised. I see Jesus right in the middle. First, before it identifies to the person that is a worshiper, I identify Jesus. The dot, Jesus is the center of it all. Okay? So you have to understand why there is a dot on the W, because that is, we put Jesus at the center of our worship, and two hands for the worshipers.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The W are both of your hands. Come on, everybody. This is Heights. So every time you worship, this is Heights worship. So here you go. You look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We keep Jesus at the center of our worship. So now you understand, when you put the logo of Heights Worship Center, wear it with pride. With understanding, it's a revelation of worship. It's not just another W. Well, it could be Wilson High School, right? It could be any of those W, whatever. Let's not go to the food items. There's a lot of W, bam, 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 you know. So I have to look at all of the design of W that is in the internet and say, this has to be something totally different that would speak about the identity that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. The reason why I put this gateway and doorway in the middle, because we will see millions and thousands of people that will enter that gateway to be able to worship Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So God has created a wide door. So every time we sing, what's the song about the door? What we worship and say, your presence is an open door. Like me. One more time from the top. Your presence is an open door. Not only God's heart is an open door for worshipers, but on earth today, Heights Worship Center will become that open door. Not just that open door right there, but the open door of our hearts and of our families together, welcoming everybody, hallelujah, to be able to be part of what God is doing, because we are your family. You belong. Give a hand of praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. So as much as there is a heavenly tabernacle, there is a earthly tabernacle that Jesus is building, and we're a part of that. Why? And it says to the last verse, it says, make everything according to the pattern shown you in the mountain. We keep the pattern of the DNA of worship with us. That's why Pastor Adon was moved in the spirit to restate, reaffirm one more time when she was preaching like this. Yes, that's exactly according to the pattern which is in heaven. It was not just something spoken on earth because it was scripture, but because it was exactly the same pattern according to what God has shown us. And so when, if it's a pattern that is already in heaven, that means things in heaven are eternal. Things on earth are temporal. So when you pattern your worship, we pattern our worship with heavenly pattern. All right? And for that reason, that makes our worship eternal, patterned in heaven. Boy, hallelujah. That's one point only. Let's move next. So if there is a pattern in heaven, then we are being transformed and renewed by heaven. I mean, I'm using words just to be able to move alongside with the scriptures, where we don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed and renewed, okay? Transformation and renewal that happens when we worship according to what heavens require of us. I had a little hard time looking for the verse, but as you know, you scan the scriptures in the past, God showed me Colossians chapter 3, verse 7 and 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 7 and 10 says this. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on the new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. If you listen to Pastor Don's preaching last Sunday, it was talking about becoming like Jesus. So if we're looking for patterns, don't go anywhere. Your pattern is Jesus. If you're looking on how to exactly be able to conduct yourself, Jesus is the very example that we have. So we become like Him. But on this verse, there are four things that we have observed being and calling us towards transformation and renewal. Number one, there is a heavenly lifestyle of worship. So when we see on how the angels are worshiping heaven, in their language, they say, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Boy, they don't get tired saying, "Holy, holy." Oh, up to this time, they're still doing that. The day they were created to be in that holy sanctuary in heaven. And so with that, there is a heavenly lifestyle. Later on, we'll talk about holiness towards that effect of their worship. But there is a heavenly lifestyle of worship that we have to continually set ourselves apart from the world. There has to be a distinction on how we worship. One of the things that I have observed through the years, you know, when we see some secular concerts, where did they learn how to pick up their phone and wave like this? Where did they learn that? In church. Who was the first one doing this when we were singing? Church. They saw it was cool, so that they copied that, you know, and be able to, in big events and where, whether Washington, D.C. and different, we see worship services, we're doing like this and raising up their hands. And now, that was the thing they want to make sure that they are able to engage people, you know, in being able to worship. In one of the occasions that I led worship back in the Philippines, I have to be able to lead worship for Raynard Bonnke, one of the evangelists. And so there was maybe 500,000 people that were there at the Carino Grandstand. So when you're leading worship, you look at the farthest person to be able to engage them, you know, in worship. And somehow I felt so challenged and say, how can the farthest person right here to be able to engage themselves in worship? With nothing, it's just on a spur of the moment, you know. I took my hanky. Where's that hanky? Here we go. Boy, red blood right here. And so I said, grab anything that you have in your hand and just begin to give a wave of praise to the Lord. And so it's like about a sea of just different multicolored material, whatever they have in their hand, worshiping and all of that, with the whole idea, not that we could just have a wave, or not we could have people engage, but people would have a personal encounter with the one whom we are worshiping. So the whole idea that we engage ourselves to meet the one whom we are worshiping. So when we see that our lifestyle has to be conformed not to this world, but conformed to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that everybody will have a personal relationship with Him. Our goal when we worship is that people see Jesus.
Amen.
Our goal when we worship, people will draw closer to Jesus.
Amen.
Our goal is that when we worship, people will encounter the power of the name of Jesus. When we do that, God has accomplished the calling to our lives of being true and proper worshipers. Again, true and proper worshipers. There is instruction. Strip off of the old sinful nature. Pastor Adon talks about the surrender. When you want to strip off of your sinful nature, that means all, not just part, but giving your all, putting your life at the very altar and surrendering. Only when you have surrendered into the altar, then He can consume you and transform you from solid to gas. Is that all? No, they're still ashes, right? So they're still solid materials. So when you, my mind is back to barbecue, man. You put that meat. And if you forget that meat, it's gonna burn. But from that solid flesh, it's burned up, and if it stays there, it becomes ashes. So it got transformed from a solid matter to gas and maybe ashes. The components is totally, you know, transformed. But the whole idea that when you bring yourself into worship and be consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, you'll get in and get out a different person. That's the whole idea of why being consumed in the fire of the Spirit of God. Why being consumed in the Spirit of God? Because you take on not the spirit of the world, but you take on the Spirit of God. And the total transformation you need to see is after that which you see in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stripping off yourself with the old sinful lifestyle. Number three. There is not only a heavenly lifestyle of worship, but the God has designed a heavenly nature to replace the old nature. God has a new way of living. God has a way of how He will instruct you. So He says that, put on the new nature and be renewed as you learn to know God, as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. So here we go, when we have not only stripped off, consumed, and burned up, so He can bring in the new person. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. He will put a new desire. He will put a new liking. He will put a new preference. Not only a new mind, but a way of thinking. The whole mindset that is patterned after heaven. Heavenly designed nature. Lastly, boy, I love this. I wish I can give the microphone to Pastor Adon. But when, I don't know what year was that, when Pastor Adon said, we want to have we want to have a short word that will talk about our mission and vision statement at the same time. So when you read the different mission, vision statement, it's a long paragraph and different things that, but we try to contain that to, can you bring back again to the screen our welcome to the church, welcome to Heights Worship, because it says there, does it reflect belong, believe, become? All right, then we have it there. So we can see that why we have this. Because the ultimate goal is not just to belong, to come to church. It's not just so we can be a part of the many activities and events. Not only so we can be grounded in the same word and grow and mature in the same word, but we can become like Christ. We can become like Him, that we can be the bride of Christ, that we can be that which Jesus Christ Himself would be longing for to see face to face. Not only us wanting to see Him, okay, but Christ Himself longing for His bride, hallelujah, to come. So that's why we come up with a statement, belong, believe, become, okay? And so check that out, because maybe in some of other statement or preaching of Pastor Don, she will be able to bring that out again and refresh us why we took a journey years ago to be able to make that as our mission and vision statement, to belong, believe it, we come, because it's about Jesus, to become like Him. Our ultimate goal, to become like Him. Is that clock right? 11:34?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it's not moving. Got two more to go. All right, next. So back to the main verse. Okay, back to the main verse. To conform pattern to this world, transform and renew in mind. Then you are able, as a result that we have been transformed, okay, and renewed, then we are able. As a result, God gives us the ability. God's, because of the new nature inside of us, God gave us the ability to test and approve. That means to discern what is God's will and His good, pleasing, perfect will. So let's split that up together and see what the scripture says. So here we go with 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 to 16. Talking about the ability as a worshiper to be able to test and approve what things we need to do. For this is approved and tested by heaven. So if it's temporal, it will pass away. If it's eternal by heaven, it will live on forever. So here we go, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 and 16. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now, okay, you must be holy in everything you do. Just as God who chose you is holy, for the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. So we talk about living a surrendered and obedient lifestyle. As we are not seeking the approval of men, but we are seeking the approval of God. The quick test to be able to see what is approved of God is through scriptures. That's why we need to hear the preaching of the word. That's why we need to see what God speaks to us today. And with that, we can see what is God expecting of us, that we can have an obedient lifestyle in doing God's purposes on earth today. So when we must live as God's obedient children, boy, that means we gotta act like our Father in heaven. We gotta be acting like that we are His children. That our the reflection and how people view us in the world is not only because we are Christians, we are believers, but that they would know that we have a heavenly heritage of which refers that we are obedient children. Second word of caution and says, don't slip back to your old ways. When things get tough and things get hard, there is sometimes people would have an easy way out by slipping back to what is their old desires to satisfy themselves. But God gives us a word of warning. I just put the scripture verse there, Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14, that we don't have to slip back into those old sinful ways, because God wants us to be able to continually belong to him and be obedient children of his as children of God. And thirdly, it says, be holy, but not you. It says, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God chose you is holy. For the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. When Pastor Don shared about mercy, I thought, wow, that is exactly what the Lord wants us. And we have become holy because mercy let us live holy lives. Mercy let us live holy lives. When you begin to be able to say, how can I live a holy life? I'm in such a middle of a sinful and perverse generation. That's scripture. The scripture is not ignorant about the situation and the pervasiveness of this generation and of this time. And yet God let us know that we can overcome this world. And how it is? Because of his mercy, because of the blood, because of what the scripture talks about. And so we can see we must be holy, for he is holy. So therefore, our worship is holy worship. Our service is holy service. Wow. Now it takes a different color, right? When you put into be holy for I am holy. Boy, the big word, impossible. I know myself. That's impossible. But when the mercy of God comes over you, when the blood of Jesus Christ comes over you, you transact business in the new covenant, in the way of how merciful is your God, and that you are able to live a holy life because of his mercy. Now, every time you worship, don't be in guilt tripping how the enemy can trick you, but you are giving out a holy worship to God. So when you're serving your family as a good provider, you're serving your home, your children, and even working in your workplaces, you are serving them in way of honoring your God, and that your service is holy service unto the Lord. And again, how did the song goes today, Daniel? Hallelujah. One more time, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. Could have only been the blood.
The high priest can only go into the holy holies once a year for the whole sin of the nation of Israel because of the blood. But now, Jesus bringing his own blood any time of the year, anytime, any place. You call in for the mercy of God. His blood is applicable for the redemption of mankind. Once a year, anytime, any place, anywhere. You call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. I pray that that sinks into us in our worship, that every time we call upon him, we call the blood of the Lamb, we call upon the name that is above every name, we call upon the new covenant, the new transaction that he allows us to go into the Holy of Holies. So whenever this new type and things in this world condemn you or discredit you or put you down, remember how the blood elevates you into a new status and identity. This is so strong in my heart today to communicate with in such preciseness. The blood of Jesus Christ restores you to the very original design for who you are in him. No demon in hell would be able to put you down, discriminate you. No person on earth would be able to belittle you, because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored you to the very original intention of his plan and purpose for your life. not only so you can worship him in his holiness, not only that you can serve him in his holiness, but you are able to live the very reflection of the life of Jesus that people in this world will see us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. So I just want to affirm the worship ministry today on how they brought in. We know it was communion. It was there. And all of this that God sets us up so we can be true and proper worshipers. The whole subject that we are dealing to be true and proper worshipers of Jesus Christ. Lastly, Pastor Adon ended with this last Sunday. I had to listen to you again, Pastor Adon, this morning. You know, I have to listen and refresh myself. And I, my outline is already set. I just have to listen to you again and say, wow, I'm so in sync with what the Lord had spoken to Pastor Adon that I wouldn't end up my outline on how I prepared this with the Holy Spirit and bring up Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, to be able to reemphasize good, pleasing, and perfect worship in heaven, okay, towards heaven. Here we go. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. So here we go. Now, it doesn't stop of what the Lord is doing, because your lifestyle now, your way of living, okay, that means your pleasing, your life, your mindset, your way of living is pleasurable unto the Lord. I just want to say, God is so fond of you. Could you imagine God, every time you do something to obey him, God giggles? I have sometimes childish imagination in way on how God responds to his obedient children. If Job say, you know, well, you have blessed him, you have all of this because you're giving him all the favor, you know, and there was a challenge on how to test Job. There might not be another Job that has to be put to a challenge. But just let me tell you this, God has his eye on you. God has his eye on you. The very reason he went to the cross was for you. God has you in his mind. When he was there on the cross, God has you in his heart. So that when you bring yourself in obedience, in surrender to the Lord, as you live and always desire to honor him, because he sees the pleasure of your company.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. You like to hang out with friends, right? You are really pleased hanging out with some special friends, Knox. That's a Filipino way of, really? But just, you could imagine that God has the pleasure of your company when you worship. God has the pleasure of your presence when you come up to him and offer thanksgiving and praise to him. Today, you know, we want to reciprocate back to Lord, the same way I have the pleasure of your presence in my life, so that you become a pleasurable worshiper. Number two, that you have become a productive worshiper. Your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. Wow. When I read this scripture, I say, wow, Lord, how in many ways our worship will produce this good fruit, not only fruit of the Spirit, not only the gifts of the Spirit, but now when I have to share my testimony, when I have to share and witness to the lost, that is my worship. When I do things for my children, for my family, and for others, that is my worship. Then you can see how it brings up the produce of harmony, peace, good relationship in the home. That's part of the produce. Why? Now you have learned what it is that in everything you do is your worship to the Lord. So here we go. I'd like for you to expect some good produce this week. Hallelujah. I'd like for us to expect some good produce from the Holy Spirit. Come on. Something that we have never seen before, whether that is miracle, whether that is signs and wonders, whether that is something extraordinary. Somebody's getting saved in your family. Someone is returning home. Someone is being changed and transformed. Come on, just wild and just crazy things begin to happen. Why? Because God's power is at work in you. That your worship produces something.
Yes.
That is God's will and perfect will for you. Not only that your worship is productive, bring fruits. It says here, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. So here we go. I'm trying to review Pastor Adon. 3 years ago, the theme was, this year is all in. Last year was,
this is go for more.
Go for more. All in. Yes, somebody. Because I remember. But anyway, all of that is a progression of maturity. The reason why I was noticing that on how God gives us word for every year, because it is a progression. It escalates. You know, it doesn't decreases. It challenges us. So this year, go for more. Boy, that's unlimited. So in everything we go for more for our kids. We go for more for missions. We go for more for reaching out in the schools. We go for more in reading the Bible. We go for more in sharing the gospel of the more. More. Hallelujah. And God wants to increase that because he wants us to be good, pleasing, and perfect worshipers patterned after heaven. The whole idea of why every year God give us a word for the year of what it is. All in is surrender. All in, that means, you know, have to be obedient to God. And this year, we're ready for more, Lord. We're ready for more, the heavy anointing and weight of your presence and of your glory. That as you entrust it to us as Heights Worship Center. So whether that is our worship service during Sunday or our soak nights, or our small groups during the week, that we are expecting for more of God. Worship team, join me. We're gonna do the hallelujah thing, okay? All right, you know, it's just so prevalent that God wanted us to be able to come before him as worshipers that's not only approved of God, but we are proper, we are true worshipers of the Lord. Because of the blood of Jesus. Father, we begin to thank you that when you chose us, hallelujah, you chose us to be fruitful. If we remain in you and you remain in us, hallelujah, you told us that we can bear much fruit in you. That if we are that branch that will abide in the vine, we will bear much fruit. And so, Lord, as true and proper worshipers, we are ready to bear much fruit in your kingdom. Thank you that our worship is acceptable, is pleasing. Thank you that our worship is productive. Thank you, Lord, that we grow deeper and we mature in our relationship with you. We get to know you better. We get to serve you better. We get to love you better. Because you have given us, Lord, the revelation of knowing you more. Jesus, we ask you right now that as your word begins to be revealed in our heart, that we will be drawn to you and that we are ready to be able to say, God, here am I. Make the most of my worship. Hallelujah. Not only on Sunday, but every time I wake up, every time I move and live and have your being, that you can take my worship, my lifestyle, my loving you to become my living for you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.